you want to go.
Hey guys, welcome back to the TechSpot Africa podcast. I'm your host Moshiri from Tech with Moshiri.
And my name is Nigel from TechSpot Africa.
So yeah guys, poleni sana, we've been away. Some of us have been facing technicalities, internet issues.
But I do not think we have missed a lot in that span of how many weeks? My boy who was suffering from internet
where you're the one who was suffering.
Uhame bana. Uhame. Sawa.
I think the last time we recorded a pod was back in April, towards the end of April. So to say a month.
So since so then, what has been happening?
Opple launched the Oppo Find N2 Flip in Kenya, which to me is, I'd say, the best flippable phone at the moment. Well, in this part of the world, because we do not get the Moto Razr 40 Ultra from Motorola. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, I think the Flip and the Find N2 Flip is the best flippable phone you can get at the moment.
But they're selling it at 130,000 Kenyan shillings. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's
for
fair.
The specs, for everything. For the
specs you're getting,
130,000 Kenyan shillings is a lot of money.
130. I don't know. I personally find the price to be a bit for a new device. Cause again, if you are to look at the launch price of the Z Flip 4, it launched in Kenya around the same price.
140, I think. Yeah.
It was even higher, 140, 150, if I'm not wrong. So,
but say, 430. It got discounted the last time I checked. Did you come out?
They discounted it. Niliona that discount the day the N2 Flip was launched.
Do you think people rushed to buy it?
Nah.
You don't?
I don't even think people knew about the discount. Because I think hata ni uli nionyesha. You are my Dixon. Yeah, hata ndo alituonyesha. I highly doubt guys saw the discounted price. But my question is, will you get the Z Flip 4 or the Find N2 Flip from Oppo?
People will call me a fanboy, but definitely I'd go for the Oppo. But only if they were both at the same price, because... at the moment, if one is 40,000 cheaper,
and yeah, 40,000, yeah.
And it's the fourth generation, so it's tried and tested, so it's gonna kind of IP rating, it's gonna all those stuff, yeah.
Is it IP rated though? Is it?
Yeah. Z Flip 4.
Because isn't the 5 the first Samsung? Not even the first Samsung, the first flippable, foldable phone that is
akuna
feature-full. Yenye sasa inatokea, ndo nasema yenye inatokea, sindo itakuwa the first flippable ama foldable phone with a full IP rating.
But unajua, it's still better than what it was IP, X8 or something. It's still better than
it has to be
the one, because we have no IP rating on Benini.
On the Oppo, yeah.
Yeah, on the Oppo. So this is tried and tested. Is a dust, whatever. So at the same price, I would pick the Oppo. But at your price, yeah, kuna moja iko 40,000 more expensive. Na ni mimi natoa pesa yangu. This is what I'm saying. You know, si ati napewa. Pesa yangu, where would it go? I would go for the cheaper one.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would go for the cheaper
one. I don't know why. I think I'd still go for the Oppo. Simply because of the crease and the that can flip up. Okay, I don't think the outer screen is that, because I can't do a lot. I was pretty, but then that is one of the things that I'm pretty disappointed with the Find N2 Flip. The screen size is pretty good. Screen yake iko poa. Was it 3.2 inches? 3.26 around. And if you were to factor in the fact that the first iPhone was 3.5 inches, so that means you basically have a Kamini, you know, iPhone. The first iPhone that was ever produced was 3.5 inches. So you have a...
You want a bigger screen on the outside?
Yeah, I do, I do.
Doesn't that beat the whole foldable stuff? Yenye ati hutaki kufungua simu ndo usitumie. But now if you can just use it ikiwa hapa, hiyo ya productivity, the bigger screen on the outside beat the whole productivity nini that they talked about in the first generation of flippables. This will help with your productivity. Unaona your notification and you don't have to open your phone and find yourself at TikTok. Yeah? But sasa if you have a bigger screen hapo, si utaanza tu kuona TikTok hapo.
Okay, there is that. Yeah? Honestly, that is sijaifikiria from that point of view.
See, I thought we didn't want that in the... See, if you want that, see, that was like... Ilikuwa imeekwa aside specifically for the foldables, yeah?
Yeah.
Sa flip ilikuwa... This is the productivity machine. It's compact, it's the smallest phone. You put it unasahau.
But
ukitaka kupick call unapikia hapo alafu your story inaishia hapo. But now it's okay, become funny. Like
there's one question I have not seen any review of the Find N2 Flip answer. Can you pick calls with that outer screen?
Yeah, of course.
Hmm?
Even messages you can reply. Okay, I don't think you can.
That's the Razer 20. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Razer 40 Ultra. For the Oppo, I've not seen any review answer that question.
I'm pretty sure you can. It's just a button. Come on. You have to open. You don't have to open the phone.
Because from... remember, we had our first hands-on experience with that phone.
Ah, yeah. You had a hands-on?
Situlikuwa na ewe. Nini?
Ebu tuambie your first impressions.
From the outer screen, the only thing you can only interact with a few widgets from that outer screen. So
there are more widgets than the flip. Inaito? Z Flip 4.
Yeah, there are more. But
and you can definitely take calls on the Z Flip 4, so I'm pretty sure you can on that one as well.
Test that out once you get your review unit. Tatuambia.
I hear pia wewe ulikuwa umepelekwa Malindi. Umekuwa na my hands on mingi. What was happening in Malindi? You were launching the Infinix.
Yo tunafaa kuwa tumeita
another person.
Dixon was the one representing us in Malindi. Was it Malindi or Malamu? Yeah, so Infinix launched their Note series, and there is a new Note series, the Note 30 series.
And you make fear before to answer could record. Oh, no, Infinix.
No, by the way, I'm trying to give Infinix a chance. Like, you know, we both know
phones have. I've never used an Infinix in my
life. We're going to a spotlight up. You are off mic, you're not going up.
I've never used an Infinix in my life.
Okay, honestly, I had a Miss J to me, Infinix, I'm a techno. But based off what other guys have been saying about the brand, you know, ads, killer mahali. The phone breaking down after a year or 2 years, you know, there are those things that guys know have experienced in the past about the brand. Kidogo inafanya ikuwe ngumu sana for them to, you know, buy an Infinix ama to some extent a Tecno phone, because again they're under the same parent company. So there are those things that guys have been, you know, there are those issues that those brands have had in the past. Now, kama they are making great phones at the moment, bado it's hard for guys to, you know, get or ma buy those phones. But mi napendanga kupeana maua, you know. So they are not that hizi majina zinakuwa ngumu. They are not that VIP edition. It's a great phone, honestly speaking. For that,
on paper, I'm a hands-on.
Okay, tuseme on paper. I mean, the phone was...
Ebu nikuulize. Ebu toa that. You told me about the wireless charging, yeah?
Yeah.
Ebu toa that wireless charging.
Mm-hmm.
Aya. Unyuzie your device on the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like the chipset.
The chipset, it's the fastest chipset in that price category at the moment.
Yeah,
the Dimensity
8050.
I'd call it. It's not. That's not a lower mid range.
So 47.
Because at the moment, I'm only talking 47,000.
Mm.
So for that, you're getting
12 GB,
mm-hmm. Physical RAM, not the virtual RAM.
Mm-hmm.
So you get 12 GB of physical RAM and is it, I think 256 GB,
mm-hmm.
Storage.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you get? You get a 6.67 inch display, 120Hz, slim bezels,
mm-hmm.
Very slim.
I like slim bezels.
They are pretty, you know. If you were to look at some of the reviews, Iona, inakapua sana from the front.
Mm.
The back, kidogo, your design is not my style.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a design I particularly like, but I guess it does the job.
What about the cameras, though?
The cameras. Let's have a look. Mm.
Na checky some very mediocre things on the camera side.
Does it have the 2 megapixel
mbili, micro? Ikona mbili. It has a ikona triple sensors. That is 100 megapixel wide.
Camera setup.
Yeah. Ikona 100 megapixel wide, 108, and then the rest are just twos. Useless.
Oh yeah, there's that bit. Okay, I'd say for that price point, I don't think it has the best cameras, honestly speaking.
And OS, how does the OS relate to the cameras? Does it take good
photos? No, from the reviews. Yeah, I've watched a couple.
So it's a nice icona picture poor.
And
for that price is what you're trying to say.
Okay.
Unasema ukipewa 47,
it's not the best.
Unaenda unanua hiyo, hakuna kufikiria mara mbili. Umesema hivyo.
Okay, kufikiria mara mbili na nitafikiria.
Because
again, you have to keep in mind.
Tecno Camon 20, ama ilikuwa gani?
Was it the 20? But then they also launched.
Yeah, they have a Camon 20 Pro 5G, and then they have the other Camon yenye watu wanasema iko na macho kama ya iPhone.
Yeah, there is that
phone. There are those two, and I think they're in the same range. Hizo, kwa hizo mbili, hakuna moja unaweza. It's so hard for me to review these devices when these people will not send devices. Na mimi sina pesa
kuenda kununua. Hata mimi sinza inunua.
So I don't know how. Like, mtu akiniuliza, I'm going to talk about the A series just right now. Just the other day, I had the A54 in my hand. So yeah. I can tell you things about the device, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard for me to talk about this kina Tecno and Transion. And because I don't have first-hand experience. I don't even know anyone who uses one.
Ouch.
But I think I'll buy.
But honestly,
it's not like I don't reach out. You know, I reach out to these people and I'm telling them, see, mtume device hivi niangalie, you know.
Hmm. But I guess. Yeah, because honestly speaking, hadi mimi, my views are from the reviews I've seen on YouTube.
Mm.
I've not had a hands-on experience.
Yeah, with it would be very nice if these people decided, okay, to attend na cartels, huh? Dogo.
Wacha tupa
tupea watu wako hapa bana wenye Unajua kama tungekuwa na uwezo si tungenunua hizi vitu.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, tungenunua na tufanye so. But anyways, they must be doing something if they are willing to sell devices in the upper mid range, and I think they are selling because
from the look of things, I think the parent company is, they are sort of changing their, how do I put it?
Ajua, mimi, previously I was saying, okay, those people are selling these devices because wanauza simu za 5, 10K. But if still wame in this new field, in this broader nini, audience wanataka, and they are still maintaining their 48%.
Yeah,
they must be doing something right. Although nimecheki, still their ninis are falling, but za kila mtu zinaanguka. Wacha Realme wamefry sana. But yeah, I have used a couple of Realme's now, and the same way I've changed my opinion on those devices. I think it's the same way I would if I had the chance to use like an Infinix phone from this day and age. I think the last time I used an Infinix phone ni venye mtu alikuwa anakuja aniambia, ah, hii device yangu nilisahau password, and then you are googling online how to reset. Hizo ni enzi gani? Ni kitambo sana. So
ni kitambo sana. I don't think CJ to me. My first smartphone was an Itel. Ikaibiwa, then ni jumped over to the Samsung side. CJ toka huko. Oh, and then there was Xiaomi. So
my mom alikuwa na ka Tecno flani. Sijui ni kati kama on gani. Kind of very useless camera. But anyways, speaking of A series, I had a chance ile kibahati tu kukuwa na the A54 5G in my hands. And I of course I'm not going to do a full review of the phone because I had it only for a couple of minutes. But nilifungua camera and I have video evidence, ndio watu wasikuje kusema oh unaonea, bro, that thing is sluggish. Like ukitoka portrait uende video, uende photos, that thing just lags. It lags. I hated the experience of the camera phone, of the camera app on the A54. It's just pathetic. And then we go to the price. The range of 60 to 70,000
Kenyan shillings.
Now, wametoa A74 hakuna sasa. So, this is their top tier A series. Mbona wasitoa hii A74, alafu this is just my opinion, you can say yours. Alafu S23 FE iingie hapo. Alafu easy A series zibaki to the same price.
Okay, are we getting an S23 FE edition this year, Koli? Because from the rumors, that was the reason they got rid of the A70 series.
Then why are they pushing this so high up?
Now that's where things get a bit tricky, because now if the A54 is going for that much,
Ama, this is just in Kenya. I'm wondering, is this price just in Kenya, juu ya Ruto? Is this tax?
Yeah. You have to find a way to sneak in Bwana Ruto.
We have to blame him, bro. Now, is this tax?
But honestly speaking,
why is it so expensive? It might because be. Everyone is talking about it and everyone is saying, okay, this device is overpriced. This device inauzwa pesa mingi sana. And then, kila mtu akisema hivyo, na hakuna mtu hata mmoja anasema, inauzwa vizuri. Lazima, they are onto something, right?
There has to be an issue, because...
Well, what do you think?
By the churning out 60 to 70,000 Kenyan shillings for such performance.
Ah, your performance, bro. Okay, the device is okay. Ikona 120 Hz, ikona everything. But unajua, I didn't get to use it fully. This is what I used, and I'm changing. I want to shoot from a photo. I want to change from a photo to shoot a video, and this thing is just lagging. Inajikururia tu.
If I'm not wrong, inatumia the, is it the Exynos 1380, right?
I don't know if that was a bad unit or what. it was just too laggy for me.
No, I don't think you're the only one, because if you have a look at some of the videos making rounds online on the phone, that sluggish aspect of the phone is there. The phone does, you know, become a little bit choppy even when you're switching between tabs, you know, moving around the UI. So it's an issue. It is an issue. Not sure. Now, what I'm not sure of is Nikama, is it a one UI issue? Ama? Because the Exynos, ni 1380, right?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't even get to know.
Which is supposed to be better than last year's 12, either ni 1280 or 12. 12 something. It's supposed to be way better than that. So I'm now trying to imagine how now the A50, is it the A53, right?
Yeah, last year.
Feels like, yeah, last year, if, you know, the A54 from this year is that sluggish. But that price point is a no go zone. And Romana, sidhani sisi Android guys tutaitoka kwa. Because if you were to get a similar priced iPhone for that amount, that will be an iPhone. I guess you can get an iPhone 11.
Or 12.
Even 12.
Yeah.
And I bet you the performance on those phones
is way better.
Is way but better then, for the same amount.
That now becomes the old, you know, the adage old, the old, whatever people say. Do you want to buy an older flagship versus an NM? Which I don't want us to go into that today. So I'm just going to say that device is too slow for that price. I do not understand the reasoning for that price. I would not recommend anyone to buy that device.
If you have a look at it, how much is it going for in the US in dollars?
In dollar the dollar? If it's, I can tell you in euros.
Okay, in euros.
309. Okay, fanya 361.
That's a 209. In pounds?
Dollars. That is 50. So, ni tax. Inafika 67 juu ya tax. Ama ni inaendelea?
17? That's a whole... that's almost
20. Yeah, and 20. That is for the most expensive one.
You 20 Gs on top.
No, that was even in... that was in pounds, my boy. It's actually cheaper.
361 pounds.
It's actually 42. Because it's 301 US dollars.
Yeah. Then I guess we'll have to blame the taxes, but again...
Ebuni, I can just hop on Amazon real quick and check. In the meantime, you can tell us... speaking of tax, what do you think about the whole digital content creator tax?
For starters, who is a digital...
Yourself, you are one.
Digital.
You are one, Bana.
I thought I'm a tech blog. And
fikiria mulamwa bas. On Amazon, the device is going for 45,961 Kenyan shillings.
45,000.
This is the 128 GB, 6 GB.
So that's the base.
So the base here is 62, no?
Is it 62?
Yes. I'm pretty sure because I saw a tweet from Samsung themselves. Walisema the base ni 62.
62,046 GB.
I'm going to tell me that tweet.
And you see why
256 ni 69,995 and the 128 is 54. Kuna ya 54.
So there's
okay. I so do not the understand. Price. Okay, these are the same people. Mm-hmm. These are two tweets from the same people. Now anasema hiyo ingine ni 62. let's say from 54 to 62. Either way, it's 10,000 Kenyan shillings more. No.
Yeah, it's around 10,000 Kenyan shillings more, but Still, that's a lot of money to.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's a lot of money to charge. And you see, one of the reasons why I'm advocating for guys to get the Infinix, at least for 47,000, you're getting 12 GB.
Mimi personally, I'll just tell people to go for the Oppo Reno8T.
Reno 8T now, yeah. Now that's a very, it's a well balanced out
Yeah, vitu
for
una lose out on.
the performance too. I'd say the performance and a bit of.
Mimi haikuwa ina lag hivyo. Like, okay, the camera is not like the
No, if
best.
it, no, in December performance in terms of looking at what the others have to offer for the same amount,
Ebu look at those
but
replies
still,
I've sent you, yeah?
I'm not
On
gonna look at
Twitter.
them.
It's the same day, June 7th, and Samsung Mobile K is saying the A54 256 is 67 and the
60.
128 62. And then the same day, the
They
same
sent out
account
another.
is doing some other stuff. So, but the
This
lowest they have
difference
said
between.
ni 54.
But this difference between the. Because the 128 GB. Ama, there's a 6128 and there's a 8128.
Oh, that makes sense.
That.
But still, that makes it even more expensive. That makes it worse for them. I wish ingekuwa they had walikuwa wamekosea in the first reply. Haiko 62, but kama iko 62
'cause the difference between 62 and 54,
iko juu, eh?
that's a very huge difference for them to have confused the prices. So I'm guessing there's a 6128 and there's a 8128.
Aya, we niambie, how do you see this battle going out? Transion versus the others, kina Xiaomi, Oppo, and Samsung now. I'm going to call it right now. If they don't change this, they are not going to gain any market share. Acha nisikudanganye.
What
No.
I'll say is, it's going to take a couple of, honestly speaking, it's going to take a couple of years to get to where Tecno in terms of market share. Because again, you have to look at where we live. Hapa, how many guys are able to buy phones, say, from, I'd say from 20 G's kwenda juu, 20, 30, 50,
Okay, that is that you drive a very strong point, but I'm going to also tell you that even like in the whole world, Samsung, the most sold Samsung devices are the A0 series.
A0,
Yeah? So nasiati si uko Mr. Kutaja Majina, but they are not very well off. Now these are the devices they buy. Okay, I'm gonna say kama Mexico and whatnot, there are some cities who go down bad. Yeah, they buy these devices, yeah. Na Samsung iko nazo huku ama Samsung does not sell this
It is.
yeah,
I
it
think
is.
I've seen a. But how aggressive are they with their marketing? Because honestly, how many ads have you seen of Samsung selling the A0 series phones?
I don't know.
Personally, I've not
Maybe
seen any.
ni kweli, but I think in the coming, in the very near future, this battle ya uko down itakuwa very very competitive. Hii hapa ndio I think Samsung is lo hii hapa middle. Samsung, I don't know what they're doing hapa, but
You're talking about Samsung
I'm talking
in
about market
the.
share, and I'm saying everybody is losing market share at the moment, yeah? Watch a Realme.
That's given
Yeah.
because COVID and all.
And the Samsung is like selling massively in the budget range all over the world. And Transion, ni kama wametosheka na hii market share ya hapa down. They are trying to
They are sort of.
they are trying to go for the mid range and whatnot. Mimi, I think Samsung are going to lose that battle if they continue whatever they are doing in the mid-range section.
That I have to agree with. In fact, hata sidhani ni mid range pekee. Transion might even, take a bit of the cake of the flagship, you know,
unaona
sort of
wakifika 60%.
territory. Okay, with players like kina Xiaomi and Realme coming up and coming up fast, that might be a bit hard. But 50-55 wanaweza. 50-55 wanaweza. And looking
for
at what
claim their glory, alafu they do this monstrosity.
They might bounce back next, because again, I still stand by this: the best A series phone you can get hard your leo is the A52s. That is the best A series phone you can get. If you can get it new, the better. Sijui kama there is anyone selling it new locally, but you can definitely get it from, you know, sites like Amazon and eBay. That's the best A series phone Samsung has ever produced, honestly speaking.
So what do you think? Transsion is winning this battle.
Yeah, and they are pretty aggressive, especially this mid-range, upper mid-range section. Looking at the phones that they've launched from, I guess, was it late last year to, and I honestly think if Transsion was to move over to Snapdragon processors, that will be a game changer. I think now guys will sort of start taking them seriously. That appear there, because MediaTek chips, yes, they're good, especially the Dimensity ones, the 9000, 9000 plus. But these others, the G series, which again, zinapatikana na nimeona pia Xiaomi wameanza pia kuzitumia, they are not that good, especially in the long run, they are not that great. But yeah, it's going to be interesting how the next, say, 2-3 years is going to look like.
Samsung should pull up their socks, because hata huko juu,
especially that
they are losing it, because more and more Kenyans are starting to use iPhones.
Na pia their foldable business kidogo.
Oh, they are focusing on the foldables. Foldables mi naonanga ni ya ma politician. Ndiyo naonanga na.
It's going to take a minute. It's going to take a while for foldables to be a thing.
It's a luxury nini?
It's a luxury at the moment. And it's going to remain that way for the next, I'd say even, say 5 years maybe, because hadi ile siku I'm trying to find better hadi ile siku tutaona, say, an Itel flippable, an Itel, you know. Okay, no,
that is not,
but how is that, yeah, flippables that can be bought by, you know,
the regular,
the masses, lunch, the regular guy, eh, hapo ndo tutaanza kuona. But at the moment unaenda kuuzia mtu ati flatis, the main selling point of this phone is that it can fold. Tuna kuangalia kuuliza sasa where do I need a folding ama a flipping phone? How is that doing? Yeah, so
ndio tusikae on one topic. The Apple Vision Pro was launched during WWDC 23, and this one now is the epitome. Let me call it the epitome. The epitome of luxury, yeah? For 3,499 Kenyan, not even Kenyan shillings, US.
Convert that to Kenyan shillings, you're at half a million.
Bwana, uko kamulu, unanua kamulu yote, bro. Yo, that is the whole of kamulu.
No
offense to anyone listening from Kamulu.
Hapo kuna uba safi sana.
Bwana, kanaenda biz. What do you think? Tumekuwa tukiongelea, oh, foldables ndio the next, you know, ndo zinakama after smartphones.
Yeah.
Atujafikiria mbali. What about this
AR?
VR. Are they
it's
the next big things? Are they going to like replace the whole smartphone, the whole laptop stuff. And this is where we are going. Because nobody wants to. Because umeona kwenye tulitoka, the first the first computer was how big?
It was quite huge.
Yeah, we want smaller. We want a desktop. We want a laptop. Laptop, that is too thick. Sasa ukionyesha mtu laptop zenye watu tulikuwa tunaona, like the ones they were using in big offices,
yeah,
it's so thick. Ukionyesha mtu hiyo sasa anakuambia hiki ni kinini bana. That was revolutionary, like technology, right?
Yeah.
So we want smaller, like the MacBook is like CG 1. What? Thin.
Yeah, thin.
And still, we don't want that. Even the XP, inakuanga XPS 13.
XPS 13. It's yeah.
Slim. And still, we want slimmer. We want smaller. Tunakuja, tunachukua simu. Sasa tumezibadilisha zikakuwa laptops. Tukona foldables. Yeah? We want smaller. No. And now we are going to the smallest I've ever seen. Like these glasses. Mimi nitasema they are the smallest. They are using those small, and they are zikona so many pixels, and they can bring out these huge displays, and they sit just in front of your eyes. They are the smallest displays ever, right? They sit in front of
your eyes. I was having a look at the number of pixels that are there.
Ebu niambie, sijui kama ni 8K ama ni 16K ama what are they?
That has to be more than, because I was looking at the number of pixels, because they had to make them in such a way that when you've worn it, due to the fact that the screen is pretty close to your eyes, and the fact that you cannot see any single pixel,
they have to be very high.
They have to be very many. They are very high. They are very many.
Think a good thing where we also come from, and this is now where we are. Do you really think this is the next thing, big thing? You know, to at same our channel the foldables is on inini is on my to kubwa zinaiko ata zitoshe ikonfuko. We want this small thing. Yeah, this is just the first generation. Like this is the first iteration of these AR things, because they are going to get smaller. They are going to look like glasses, and they are going to turn into contact lenses very soon.
But
very soon, okay. I am giving it.
I'm going to
20
be,
years.
Do you think
this is the next big thing?
I'm going to be the devil's advocate.
No, just tell us. Do you think this is the next big thing?
I think we are moving to an era where we'll get rid of the, you know, having to carry our phones, having to physical, but because whatever you are seeing with Apple's Vision Pro headset is not something new. In fact, Google,
but this back implementation in is the best so far. With their
glasses, yeah, it's the best implementation, but the idea isn't new. It's not the first time we've seen this. And I think the first time we saw this was back in 2013 with the Google Glasses, which have since been discontinued. I think they were discontinued early this year. Which and I think Google's implementation was a bit better, because Google's implementation used glasses, kawaida glasses. Now for Apple, yes, the tech is... I think there's nothing, you know, that comes close to whatever, to the Apple Vision Pro headset. But for one, look at the size of the headset. It's, you cannot move around with it.
I'm just telling you, this is the first iteration.
It's going to take a lot to get to... Although I've seen rumors where Apple
have said that they're planning. Angalia hard drives ilikuwa zinatoshana aje na uangalie size zinatoshana aje. And it was not that long ago. You don't think they're going to do the same thing?
Na ndo maana nasema, definitely this is going to be, this is the future.
So you moving so forward. You do believe it's the future?
Yeah, it's going to be the future.
Part of it, ama we are all going to adopt it.
I think at some point we are going to all adopt it. But
this is some Black Mirror stuff, man.
I think so what impressed me was how
those things. Tuseme, not everyone mm-hmm. can afford the contact lessons. Imagine tu kila mtu amevaa tu glasses. Tuseme ni the normal two glasses, yeah. Kila mtu ako tu amevaa tu glasses. Anatembea.
I think by the time inafika hapo we'll probably be zombies, in our tutakuwa tusha we'll probably be in our 80s, 90s huko. But and kitu, one thing that was impressive was the fact that you could, did you see how it scans your face and for the first time and produces a very
Apple they definitely took a nini on the MetaQuest 3, which is coming out. Huh?
Yeah. It's already out.
It's out.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, it's out. It was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so I think they just wanted to, I'm going to say shit on it because
but
now to cartoon to work, eh?
They're not even comparable. I think I saw a tweet.
But still, it's not even out yet. So, MetaQuest, but it's selling in the millions, yeah? Of dollars.
Is it selling, though?
In the millions of dollars, yeah. Ali niliona, kasi alitengeneza huko Instagram, akasema. Ati, yo Apple, ijambamba, lakini hata inakaa mtu next year. Na sisi already. We are making our profits at the moment.
Yeah, but if you have a look at the price difference, the MetaQuest goes for, is it 329 USD.
It's expensive. A lot of
it's people, not that expensive. Yeah.
For people living in those areas.
Yeah, for those in those areas, it's not that expensive. But I think that's where we are heading, and it's interesting. It's, but at the same time, it's scary because
I'm going to just tell you it's going to be adopted, because we said the same for foldables. We said, oh, nani atanunua foldables kwanza huku Kenya, nani atanunua. Now every politician is using one. Now every so and so unamuona na hayo mtu anasema foldable ni ya kazi gani, ndio hiyo Sonko. Hata ni nani Sonko? Ni ni blog
anatumia zote.
Anatumia zote.
Unashangaa.
These things, we are only going to be seeing them in movies. Now, you walk, but if you pile it down, una meet to mtu wako na.
Don't you find it scary that
so me, I'm point just going where to be telling you right now, this thing will be adopted massively.
Kwanza you don't find it scary,
kwanza ikifika like the 4th, 5th, iPhone 6 ndo ilikuwa uko hit, sindo?
Yeah,
like,
iPhone 6.
What, let's say here in the country, people started using
it. Yeah, that's when guys used
by the 5th, 6th generation of the Apple Vision Pro, I think it will be massively adopted. That is just 6 years.
It's going to be, and in fact, I saw rumors where Apple is going to produce an even cheaper version of the Vision Pro,
like an SE.
Yeah, exactly. Probably not sure which corners they are going to cut.
So they can reduce those many cameras. They have so many cameras. I was looking at where they are sourcing this stuff, and it's basically a Sony device. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sony cameras, Sony display, Sony everything. Sony, but those cameras are.
But if you have a so look, many, bro. But though Apple has been working on these headsets for quite a while.
Yeah, the rumors.
It's been in the works for quite a while, and also looking at the number of patents that Apple had to file, you can only 5,000.
Personally, Mimi, I'm very interested in AR. Kuna watu nilikuwa na watch like their videos very early on in the year, wanaitwa X-Real, unawajua?
Yeah, unawajua. No,
wana create these glasses and it's so cool. I think it's cool if only it was affordable, and if only people don't try to develop it past the home use. Me, personally, I'm for the keep this thing at home. Watch your movie. Ikuwe kama desktop. acha tu ikae nyumbani ama at your workplace.
Oh, ikue kama desk, and that can work.
Yeah,
that can. By the
way, like unaona Apple wanaileta wanasema okay, this one has a battery, this one is portable. Like why are we making this thing portable? Where do you want, like the first iteration ya hii, unataka kutembea ukienda wapi na hiki kitu, man? You see how big and ridiculous you look.
You look
carrying a power bank with this whole thing on your face.
But okay, is AR, coming back to the question of whether AR and VR is the future. A couple of weeks ago, we saw that Musk was given the go-ahead to start. There's this neuro, whatever, implant that they implant in your head. And does all nearly sorts checky of things.
Unaanza and now he was given the... Na nini?
Sijika ni brain waves ama ni nini. And he was given the go-ahead to now start
like
testing.
Those would work in tandem. This. Like, imagine, yeah? You have this chip in your head, yeah? Okay, we are going so Black Mirror. Hata ni vizuri Black Mirror inatoka kesho. We are going so... imagine you have this chip in your head, yeah? And because Apple now uses like cameras and whatnot to register like clicks and stuff. Now you don't have to use that. We remove all these weird cameras and now you just communicate. Ukitaka ku click kitu, unafikiria tu.
Yeah.
That is so wild.
Did you read how Apple is able to, with their Vision Pro headset, how they are able to know which icon you're about to click without even you having had to lift you?
It's called the face tracking arm.
I read somewhere that I'm not sure, when you're about to click something, your eyes react first, not your hands.
Yeah, you look at, I think it's those face tracking stuff that
there was something interesting.
PhD examiner, some next level shit.
Yeah, but what was interesting was that they are able to do this using some sort of, was it brain waves? Something to do with the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So my question was, whenever you wear those things, is there anything they are doing to? This is new tech.
You understand the
This is new tech. You know what, this is something
you
that...
You know what, my boy from Tegu to Chile, we are not going to discuss this. You've not answered. Tuwezi sema ati ya tuta discuss Infinix, you hatuna hands on, alafu tukuja kujini
hapa. Tutaingia rabbit hole.
Hatuna hands on. But it's very interesting technology. And of course, we have something to be interested in this stuff. I think everyone should be interested in this stuff.
Misi najua tu kuna Msomali tu, next day kitoka hivi. Bro,
must be nice. Your friends.
Wagani? But I'm Somali pale tu amezima. But
very nice. So I was asking you, what about this digital content creator stuff? Before Chufung, that's why on my notes, ilikuwa 15%. Would you pay 15% tax on any money you make online, on your blogs, on your advertisings? Do you think it's fair? What do you think?
I'm already paying tax, so why do I need to pay more?
No, now this is the question. You're paying normal Kenyan tax, but you know, you are a digital content creator, I'm saying. So you need to pay more for that.
I think, was it who, this comedian, Jugush, asked this question? Content creation is, I'd say, nitaitaje. Kuna kuanga na tax ya madaktari. Like, apart from the normal tax we pay, is there an additional tax on doctors, teachers, engineers? Do they have to pay an additional fee simply because one is a doctor ama one is an engineer? See,
wanasema, wako na deductible, yenye inachukuliwa every month, from their salaries. Kabla hata salary ifike, kuna deductible zinachukuliwa. Their tax, but for digital content creators, ukifanya kazi na Samsung wanakulipa in full.
but kwa hiyo pesa si wewe unajua hata umelipo hata sijui tu. Kwa hiyo pesa tax inakuanga ishakata already, right?
Whatever you pay, hawajakukata wewe, wanataka kukukata wewe pia.
Wait. Okay, kwa hizi I think for the na hata ume you've worked with some of these brands na kwa contract usinaonanga na kwa imesema nini? The amount you pay is subject to kukatwa tax. Na which inakatangwa.
So wewe utaki you are not for this additional.
No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Then again, looking at, because you also are content, kwanza wewe, wakieza sema, wataanza kukata watu wote wakona 1,000 TikTok followers and above.
Last time I made money online. Hey, siyezu kumbuga, huh?
Wacha kujitetea hapa, tax manaskizi.
Kiare bana, they need to come after you people. Mimi, I'm all for you getting taxed. Get taxed. Tujengea manyumba. Mimi nimechoka kulipa rent.
Hata hiyo pesa yako ya AdSense igonge mwezi.
Oh, sasa wewe, exactly. No, they want, they are telling you. Unaona kwa hii AdSense yako, tunaweka 15% yeah. Bana.
Hey bro, sawa kieka 15. Unabaki na nini?
Wataka 15 na bado ukienda huko nje, unataksiwa. Bado hey. Before you ifikiwe.
And also looking at, because there are kuna some valid points that.
Ati?
Yeah. Kuna some valid, because if you have a look at some of the equipment, some of these big content creators, because I'm sure ndo hata wana targetiwa sana sana. Some of the equipment they have to.
Kwani wanafanya digital use. Gani yenye sisi hatufanyi wewe?
Bro, mimi ukona red camera kijani.
No, listen. I saw Jalango say at yo wanaesha big machines and they don't want to pay tax. Come on. Count the people yeah. driving those Prados who are making money from content creation and count the rest, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And even ukipata hata sio 50-50. Unajua unaweza sema 50 are rich and 50 are not ututax. Nakwambia tu ukipata 70% na 30%. 70% are rich and 30% are like hatuna anything to tax. Wewe unafikiria
nini? Because I think not
70 that 70 hatuna kitu 30 wako na kakitu. Mtutax.
Exactly. Ndio maana nasema
mtutax kama iko hivyo. I'm pretty sure it's 1%. Even less than it's in the 99th percentile.
Si wengi, si wengi.
Ni watu kidogo sana unaweza kando. Alafu sasa wao ndio wanatumiwa anasema oh this. And these people don't even make
exactly.
money.
Exactly. Na sasa ndio nasema if they implement wako, wash, this, everyone is going to we. Udo nataka nikuziwe bana. Labda nimefile pale nilireturns.
They should scrap that thing. But ilienda aje your finance bill? Ilikuwa leo.
Okay, mimi nimesikia ni kama imepita. From the things that... But silikuwa...
The goal is to live very far away from Kenya. Uzuri Kibaki alileta nini? Dual citizenship.
But see, the goal is to live in Kenya but work.
No. Now the goal is to go away. Because now, wakileta hii wameharibu.
Unahamisha
familia yako yote, unawazia Ruto. Unawazia kwa yake.
Because if okay, is it 15% or 95%? I heard that it was
that was down. The goal for these people. They were going to say, oh, 20-30, and then when they came, they were going to say, oh, but tumetremisha sasa ni 3%, and then it would look like they're doing us a favor. But are they really doing us a favor? 5% of my nothing that,
but
is more nothing.
Okay, but I have this question. Who is a content creator?
That question is
yeah.
Kinanjugush, Butita. These people who are getting paid by
brands
to like unacheki anasema oh sijui maguta na huku
yeah
how sasa wanasema so, they are being paid in the millions. See, so President Ruto yeah. saying they are making more money than him.
They even yeah
yeah, so that is what is being used. I think that is what he's being told, and anaambiwa these people are making a lot of money, they can bring you tax.
But in Kenya, aren't most content creators comedians?
True. Let's personally, I'm like when this thing passes, see how comedians wataendewa. It's these small people who will be affected. Nikina kina Crazy Kena ndio sisi tutakuwa. Okay, Crazy Kena amekuwa mkubwa saa hii, but mostly people who are coming up kama yeye, unaona yeye kwenye ametoka in the last couple of years. Sasa sisi au wengine hawatakuwa na hiyo nini, na hiyo luxury ya kugrow like him. Like those brands zimempromote, amefika mahali, amefika kina Aziad, ametoka kudance the other day. Sasa all those people who are dancing right now and thinking, okay, sijapata employment in Kenya, yeah? Nimesoma, sijapata any employment. Let me, Aziad did this, let me do this. And it's not going to work out for them, no? Because
it's going to be hard.
Yeah, no, if you're making your 10,000 and you're being taxed 15% of that,
15% is a lot. Unajua, 15%
ah, situulize huyo Aziad. Si alianza small, yeah?
Yeah.
Before your red card yake, it blow up. Si ni mtu tu alisema, by the way, you're charging people so nini, na you're big now. Hata hakuwa na charge people before that. Hata hakuwa na gigs, yeah? So after ame kama, get his gigs, imagine if they said, okay, you know what? Sasa wewe, kuja na hii pesa yako. Hangekuwa mahali, hangekuwa. Hata people will lose nini interest in making content. And it'll just be another job that people don't want to do. Because hii, hata ni yangu ya kujitaftia kabisa, 100%. And then you still want to take my money. And it's hard work.
Content creation is barely... It's not even employment. It's not...
Ni kazi yako,
it's just a bunch of guys who came, alafu yo jina tu ikatokea. And... but again, we're in a country where as long as...
I would think you get one job, let's just say near 100K. You get 1K, 100K in 5 months, I'm at 6 months. This is the only gig you get. Now, in this 100K, inafaa kuwa rent yako ya these 6 months. Juju ingine itatoka hapi.
Itatoka.
Ukule hapo, uvae hapo, uinvest hapo, usave hapo, ulipe tax hapo, ulipe insurance hapo. Sindio ya health and what not. Ukingoja sasa the next gig yenye utapata. Because okay, tumesema umepewa 100K, this is a lot of money. Yo, you're making 100K, that in one job you're making 100K. Mimi, hiyo story ya digital creator tax imenibu. I love, this is the president who, when he came into office, the first thing he said is, we are going to remove DST. Mi hata DST was making sense to me, right? It was taxing people like kina Netflix. Of course, watu walikasirika sana juu, ililetwa kwetu. But it's small amounts, ndio? Ni so, tunaongezwa 100 bob. But in the real sense, a lot of people pay Netflix. And this is, hii tax ni sawa. Hata sisi tunachajiwa. Ni samzungu samwa. Yeah, because ukiangaliwa, we ukiambu ulipe, we mwenyewe kwa tax yako, itakuwa pesa mingi sana. But yeye juu mko wengi, anawambia toeni so, sindo? So that is small money.
It's well distributed, money. We'll have to wait, because by the way now, history of content creation, itakuwa tricky kidogo.
I think...
Because 15% is a lot of money.
I think they are trying to tax the wrong people. I think this is... So the digital content creator tax, I think... It will achieve nothing, and it will just make more and more people who are like trying to get into self-employment and stuff.
Thinking about it, actually, how many guys are into content creation? Like, how many guys are making this
money,
big, you know, big this money to be taxed? Corner? Even if you were to tax that yama, hiyo ni pesa ina, ni pesa ngapi hata?
Ni pesa kidogo.
It's ni pesa kidogo sana if you are to look at it.
See, that is why they were proposing 15, because sio watu wengi, but they are doing this. They are saying in the next few years a lot of people will be initiated with TikTok, but then in the next few years if you start taxing mimi nikijua nikiwa hapa mahali niko, I will not be taxed, na nikienda hapo mtaanza kunitax pesa haiko. Because mtu akisema sijana anything, and then you're telling, but you are a digital content creator, you must have earned something. Have to pay. You're in debt. So me personally, I think it's nikurudi nyum, but acha to check you what they say in that nene.
Like to see their target, KRA's target for next year. Cause with all these tax
So wewe umesema you are not pro tax.
No. I mean, this is someone who's bought their own phone. Because again, watu wengi pia, venye tu nilikuwa nasema, most of this, the equipment that is needed to come up with, it's expensive. So even most guys are using their phones. Mtu amenunua simu yake, ameanza ka TikTok channel yake hapo, ka YouTube channel yake hapo, imeanza kugrow. And you, hata unajua how hard it is to make money in these platforms. You might have a huge following,
Making
but
nothing.
you're making nothing, especially in TikTok. Unaonanga how they are revenue sharing,
Bana sense.
cents. Unapata mtu for a million views amelipwa, sijui was it, there is one I saw, sijui for a million views she was paid around, was it 10 $20
No, they
something of
want
the sort.
15% of that.
Now they want 15% of that. Doesn't make sense. It's hard. And ndo maana nasema for the guys who are making big buck, nyawa watu wa they are these guys dealing with these
They are not
huge
even,
big
let's
big
not call them
brands.
digital content creators. Let's just say, let's tax comedians. Yeah? That's what the issue is.
It doesn't make sense,
Let's tax
but I
Enrico
guess
Mondi. He's still rich.
way.
Let's tax Njugush. He's still rich.
But probably if they implement this, wataona tu, like they'll probably see it, because I guess seeing is believing. So if they implement this, wataona tu the amount of money they are getting from this thing.
Itakuwa
Plus,
peanuts.
if it is itakuwa peanuts. Plus, if you're introducing this tax based on on future prediction that most guys are going to be on TikTok
Yeah, that
a
is what they are
few years
doing.
to come.
That is indeed.
One, for one, watu watakuwa discouraged kuingia TikTok if you know
Facts,
that.
facts.
Na plus how well do you know kama TikTok itakuwa hapa in the next couple of years juu.
Unless watengeneze yao basi. Watu tax juu ni
So
yao.
exactly.
But then they should
So
tax kina nani?
nani?
Those people who are making money, wash people.
Sasa
So see, it's not illegal
see
anymore. I'm seeing people counting and they are counting their millions of shillings. See, they tax those
they're
people, those millions. Na si, na alafu achana na
the
digital content creator. Me siko digital, but
see
I'm
they're the same
paying.
guys making these rules.
On
Sasa
your but ah sasa hapo hapana bwana. But no,
hatuna
mimi
bahati bwana.
ningekuwa huko ningesema okay, wewe tuliona ukicount 50 million just give us 5% tukuachilie.
Yeah, by the way, come to
Ah,
think
yeah,
of
hiyo
it.
pesa ni mingi
Tulia.
bana. Tupe tu ta. Hata
Watu
kama ilikuwa
walisema.
umelipia, lipa tu ingine juu umecount. That is how they can make a lot of money because everyone is doing it and they are the people who are rich. Kama the same that's the same reasoning they are using. They are saying everyone is making content and making money. So I'm going to say everyone is
I
counting
think
money, go tax them.
the only yeah, tu ni tutoke tu kuro safi. Ama if you're lucky enough, kama most devs, if you're working,
Working
remotely for other
from abroad is
companies.
looking very nicely.
Maybe I'd rather get taxed there, not here,
So
honestly
unaenda tu
speaking.
some
Because
place that is not
again,
taxed a lot, that
that's
their tax
Dubai.
rates are low.
You
Unaenda
never end
Puerto
up at
Rico.
Dubai. Ama uende Dubai, you're not taxed.
Hakuna tax mingi, sindio?
Dubai hakunanga tax.
Hata? Hey, unaenda
Whatever you're
place
paid,
kama hiko.
yeah. Whatever you're
Juu,
paid, that is what you're paid.
say, even someone from home, I wanted to talk about borderless payments today, but time is not on our side. Even kutuma pesa home, you're getting Anyways.
Bro, have you seen the charges between
Just
Hey,
throw phone
have you
and
seen the charges between
Pacific.
bank to mobile money and hey
Buana,
and the charges I happened
I
to
wish
have
I wish you are I wish they were doing this and we were seeing developments
Exactly.
and they are saying
Exactly.
let's tax digital content creators and we'll use this money to
Yep.
help more come up. We'll buy like tuta set up hivi ma studio manini nini za kusaidia
yeah, studios ama incentivize
yeah, the, like you are using this money so you can sanwa. You can go eat and it's very sad. Very sad.
Tutaanza kuranda hapa.
I'm thinking someone is being unaona wale wa tap tap tap. Let's just say yeah. On your content creators yeah on TikTok on the tap 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 you make your 1000 Ghana shillings you know from gifts
yeah.
And then they're like ah come here give me this 15% and 15% of 1000 is a lot of money and then
that's a lot of money
your pesa
that's a lot of money
inapewa kina Mudavadi that is so sad mtu amesema tap 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 hata hakuna content ama creative that is so sad.
Na watu wetu wa Zaba
finishing the hustler but ni sawa
watu wetu wa Zaba pale live bana kila siku
alafu kila siku nasikia KRA amenoka amesema nyinyi mmekuwa online 24 hours bwana mmeka how much mmeka 1500 mkiwa wote
tuliona
later
tuliona they've added is it ground ndio naona waita ground agents
kama wale wa maji akukuja kuangalia but then nilicheki hivyo if you have an office so and you are not doing what wanakama yeah I don't follow that
utakuwa pale kejani umetoa tu pesa kutoka AdSense paper
wow unasikia tu knock knock
sikia knock na kijana
the paper has been very active this month umetoa $150 $150 wewe kijana bana
by the if you are because I doubt they are able to but if there was a way for the okay I'm not sure whether there is a way
for them
to monitor your
if they monitor for big accounts if they wanted to they can monitor for the small accounts. Man, it's just a law they are going to pass. Unajua tutacheka tu hapa and they are going to pass
maybe it's a matter of time it's a matter of time
when you walisema ati wameongezea banks now you don't have to notify banks where the money is coming from if it's 1 million.
Yeah, million.
Wakasema sijui 10, sindio?
Yeah. Asi litolewa kutoka...
Ndiyo watu wa wash wakule vizuri. Sasa, how easy is it to pass law? Iseme, Mpesa ukiona Mpesa ya... Mse, amepitisha, tuseme tu 100K a day. You mark that account. How hard would that be? And they'll do it underground and then we'll never know.
Even if PayPal was a reliable.
Of course they would have to do it in the local whatever. Hey, but then it would be hard. It would still be hard because to kona activist, at least to kona okia omtata. Okia is it, okia. But still, I think yeah, these people can do illegal things just to make sure they get you a one bob. Mimi, I'm 100% sure. I don't know how, but I am pretty sure if they wanted your one bob, they will get it.
But the government has told us to wait for, is it, we are going to start seeing the results in the next 2 years, so.
Yeah, because if they're saying they're implementing this stuff, nah, they will. They have a plan.
They already have a plan, yeah. So it's not something that, so.
That I hope ni I want the rich to get taxed. I want you people to suffer.
Ooh, grab the wewe.
But no, your digital tax imenikasirisha. But ni sawa.
We'll have to wait and see how it's going to be implemented. So
yeah,
in the next couple of months tutaona.
Tutacheki.
I want to see how it's going to be implemented.
But then they'll have to define who a digital content creator is because you cannot tell me that
there's a very thin line.
Who jaba guy ni content creator? Who is niambi? Okay, acha tutacheck.
It's going to there's a very thin line in the, they have to define who a content creator is and probably there should be different categories under the content creators
So wewe wakikuuliza what amount of tax do you want to pay as a tech content creator? Wakikuuliza ukiitwa pale leo wakwambie what amount of tax do you want to pay?
Unaweza jibu ni kama kuniuliza unataka tupange binioni tunataka tuchukuange pesa ngapi zako? See if it's possible, unasema zero.
Zero, bana, because I'm making zero.
I'm making zero, bana, close to nothing. Because by the way, having a look at whatever you're earning,
I think they should, in fact, actually, they should, like, give us money.
We're not in the US, bruv.
They should give us money, man. Actually, they should not be taxing people. They are not giving us jobs. They are not doing anything. How fun.
For one, hata CPM ya huku inakuanga mbaya sana. So for some of
us... Ushaiona ya huku Korea? Korea mtu mmoja anasoma unapewa $3. That was very interesting. One person is
really... Actually, I think we are Indi ko juu pia. Nikuwa naona ya Indi. There's some countries where... The CPM.
Karibu nianze nini ya nini ya Korea.
Hadi mimi nimekuwa nikifikia.
Nikuwa naandika in Korean.
AdSense inafanya tu. Then you si unaandika tu alafu una translate.
Na bad huko hivyo na
chat. Kuna bad na chat GPT.
Katels muanze kutumia bad, si ku copy paste, sawa? Hii story nimemaliza. Tuongee. Ambia watu wa subscribe.
Yeah, so that's it from us. You can continue the conversation
on our socials. We don't have any social media channels, man. We should create some, but we are going personally to, I have my own. Unaweza ni follow huko at Techspace Africa. Just search Techspace Africa on any social media platform. You'll find me there. You can tell me what you think about any of the topics we have discussed. Wewe wakufind wapi?
Miwa nitafute pale Tech Bunge. Moshiri on Twitter. Ama Mr. Moshiri on Twitter.
Hey, Mr. Yeah. Hai, sawa. Sawa. Our boss, wende unafanya tunakuwa taxed.
Yeah, so that's it from us, guys. Bye-bye, see ya.
Cheers.